April is National Bilingual and Multilingual Learner Advocacy Month. That's why we're so excited to tell you about a new special series from Science of Reading, the podcast, that will launch later this month. Over several episodes, we'll talk to leading researchers and practitioners about how the science of reading serves multilingual and English learners, and how to best use the science of reading to support those students in the classroom. That's all starting at the end of this month. Stay tuned to this feed for more.
Hello, Science of Reading community. Thanks for joining our special episode. We've been thinking a lot about you, and our hearts go out to you during this confusing and uncertain time. There's just no way that any of us could have prepared for this, and we commend the efforts so many of you are making to transition your schools and classrooms to remote learning. Helping our students continue to learn in this unusual and unsettling situation is just not easy. And here at the Science of Reading podcast, we want to do what we can to support you. Today is Tuesday, March 17th, and as I record this, over 75% of U.S. schools are closed for at least a few weeks. Almost 40 million kindergarten through 12th grade students are affected, and we know the landscape is evolving every day. It could very well be that the rest of the school year will be canceled to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. This leaves us wondering about many things. For me and for many of you, the education of our students is on my heart and mind nearly every waking minute. As we talk with practitioners and educators and are following social media, including our Science of Reading Facebook page, we're hearing issues you are facing, like ensuring equity for students who don't have devices or may not have reliable home Wi-Fi, keeping digital learning flexible for students who are sharing devices with siblings or borrowing from a parent who is working from home, providing learning opportunities when students can't print resources at home, and keeping kids motivated as the news continues to change. We're also learning how to support parents who want to help the effort but might just need some guidance. Fortunately, we've also heard that there's districts and other organizations that are pulling together great resource collections so that learning can continue. Districts are thinking about how to care for kids in holistic ways, including lunch delivery and special education support services. And so many people outside of education are stepping up to make new resources available. But we shouldn't be surprised by that. Times of crisis always bring out supportive community response, and we want to be part of that response too. So this is the first in a series of special episodes. We'll be using these episodes to talk with folks in the field who are thinking about what this means for student learning, how to support both students and teachers in the face of real challenges, like finding new ways to connect to classrooms, balancing the realities of working from home and homeschooling your own kids, which may also include navigating the realities of a spouse also working from home. And some of you, like me, are also concerned about other things like elderly parents and supporting your community. We're working to be part of your helpful web of connections as we learn to navigate this landscape together. We know that there are already some great resource collections available, and we want to get you access to those resources. So check the link in our show notes, which will take you to our podcast website where we're collecting these resources. My colleagues and I are also working to provide some helpful knowledge-based learning opportunities for kindergarten through eighth grade students. Watch for those to be released in the next week. More information on that to come. And head over to our Facebook page, Science of Reading the Community, to be part of the conversation. There's already helpful information on that page for many of you, and we appreciate that so much. Leave your questions and suggestions there. We are committed to hearing you and helping as we can. Thanks again for all you do for our nation's students. Well, there's no way to really prepare for a situation like this. We can all come together to ensure we are meeting the needs of all of our students. Blessings to all of you today.